I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Severe sepsis strikes more than a million Americans every year, and about 15 to 30% of these people die from this condition. To talk about signs and symptoms of this infection and efforts to help prevent and treat sepsis is Dr. Andrew Goodwin. He's an associate professor of pulmonary and critical care medicine and medical director of the medical intensive care unit at MUSC. Dr. Goodwin, tell us more about sepsis.
Sepsis is the body's reaction to a severe infection. It's normal for the body's immune system to rev itself up and turn itself on to fight an infection, but occasionally in some people it can be overreactive, and that can lead to complications.
And this can be a dangerous illness.
Yes. Unfortunately, some of the complications that people can experience with sepsis include organ failures, like breathing failures, kidney failures, liver dysfunction, and sometimes, as you mentioned earlier, even death.
Is this condition on the rise in the U.S.?
Well, studies have shown over the last 15 to 20 years that sepsis may actually be on the rise, and there's a number of potential reasons why that is. First, with the aging baby boomer population, we have an increasingly large group of individuals who are older, who are at greater risk for sepsis. In addition, while the rest of the medical field has gotten better at treating things like heart disease and cancers, people are more likely to survive those things now, and therefore are at greater risk of developing sepsis down the road.
And does sepsis always or usually occur after a patient has the flu or pneumonia or some other infection?
You hit the nail on the head with respiratory infections and the flu. Roughly 4 out of every 10 patients who have sepsis have so because of some respiratory infection. And regarding the flu, depending on how virulent the strain is in any given season, influenza may be responsible for hundreds of thousands of cases of sepsis in the U.S. each year.
So if we work hard to prevent the flu, if people are getting flu shots and other immunizations, might that lessen our chance or somehow prevent sepsis?
Absolutely. So flu vaccines would be a great start. And in addition, for appropriate patients, getting additional vaccines targeting other infections that can cause pneumonia under the direction of their PCP is another great way that we can reduce our risk for sepsis.
What are the symptoms typically of sepsis?
Well, Bobby, that's actually one of the biggest challenges in taking care of sepsis is that it can actually present in a number of different ways. So some patients may come in with a high fever, a racing heart rate, short of breath, whereas other people may come in with much more subtle signs. These include just feeling confused or being lethargic.
What about treatment for sepsis?
Well, a variety of treatments have been tried with sepsis, but the one intervention that time and time again is shown to be beneficial is early antibiotics. And I really want to stress early because the studies have shown that in patients who are admitted to the hospital with sepsis, for every hour delay in starting appropriate antibiotics, the relative risk of death actually goes up by approximately 10%.
So do not delay. If we see any of these signs or symptoms, it's time to get to the ER.
Exactly right.
Dr. Goodwin, thanks for this information about sepsis.
You're welcome, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.